This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Another hour of conversation and intelligent medicine stories. We invite you to call us, 877-726-TALK. This program is live, even though it's a holiday edition of Intelligent Medicine. We're here, and we're ready to take your phone calls. You can come right into the doctor's office and pose your question, 877-726-8255. And, you know, I have an interesting job. I get to think about things and write about things and talk about things on the radio. And my background is actually, before I got into medicine, my background is in anthropology. That was my major in college. I was fascinated by the study of primitive cultures and the anthropological records that tell us a little bit about why we are the way we are, why we are biologically and psychologically the way we've arrived at in modern times. And there are lots of insights to be derived from our ancient history. And keep in mind that our modern history, our recorded history, is probably no more than about 5,000, okay, stretch it, perhaps 10,000 years. And keep in mind that there were humans, or shall we call them proto-humans, for at least a million years prior to modern history. And there wasn't a lot that was happening in terms of progress. Progress as measured by, say, the advent of cars and radios and TVs and cell phones and the internet and social media. The unprecedented pace of progress that we see in the modern era, very different from the way things percolated along for literally thousands of generations. And as a result, the pace of evolution is very slow. It takes a long time for a small aquatic mammal to evolve into a whale or a tiny tree-swinging primate to evolve into a human. It takes millions of years, which is tens of thousands of generations. And so the insights that we derive about prehistoric man are very important for understanding important questions like, what should we eat? That's really the basis of the debate about, should we be vegetarians or should we be on a high meat diet? The paleo diet is based on the notion that we were evolved to be meat eaters, and that we consumed very little in the way of starches and grains until the domestication of wheat and barley and corn, may have occurred some parts of the world, you know, 8, 10, 12,000 years ago. But that doesn't leave us a lot of time for our bodies, our gastrointestinal tracts, to evolve and change for this new type of food, this wonderful source of calories that unfortunately has led to an unprecedented fact, which is that the majority of health problems in the modern world are due to obesity and not malnutrition. For the first time in human history, millions of years of human evolution have culminated in an epidemic of superabundance as opposed to deprivation. Okay, so going back to our ancestors, we believe that ancient hunter-gatherers didn't eat much in the way of carbohydrate foods. But here's some insights from a study just published by the University of Oxford in England. Headline: starchy foods led to rotten teeth in ancient hunter-gatherers. Now, again, we tend to think of these ancients as maybe not living very long, maybe becoming prey to infectious diseases or accidents. Life was tough, starvation, but they had great teeth. But according to the actual fossil evidence, a diet rich in starchy foods may have led to high rates of tooth decay in ancient hunter-gatherers. This is based on a new study that challenges the long-held view that dental disease was a rarity in prehistoric times and only began to appear with the advent of farming. Okay, they look at fossil evidence in hunter-gatherers thousands of years before the dawn of agriculture. These folks lived in a part of Morocco 15,000 to 13,700 years ago, and they were not farmers. They were hunter-gatherers. But I've gained some fascinating insights from reading a book called Clan of the Cave Bears, which was written by Jean Aul, A-U-E-L, in the 1980s. I missed that book entirely because I studied anthropology before then and I was busy in my medical career in the 1980s. And I finally picked up a copy of that original book, Clan of the Cave Bears, on a discount rack for $1.99. And I began to read it, and it was fascinating because it recreates the lives of Neanderthals 50,000 years ago, before the extinction of the Neanderthals. The Neanderthals were supplanted by modern Homo sapiens, Cro-Magnon men, who ultimately outcompeted the Neanderthals, drove the Neanderthals into extinction. But the Neanderthals had a very developed culture. They used herbs. They hunted for meat. They killed woolly mammoths for meat. And they fished, and they obtained lots of animal protein. No question, they weren't vegetarians. But they also gathered a lot of roots and berries when there was tree sap available. They harvested maple syrup and birch sap to sweeten their starchy baked cookies. They literally baked cookies out of wild grains and out of root starches that they sweetened with whatever they could find. And as a result, studies show that they may have been prey to dental decay. Yeah, and that their diets did have starch. And so the implications of the modern efforts to put people on an ultra-low-carb diet, okay, it may be therapeutic for people who are obese or who suffer from cardiovascular disease, type 2 diabetes, as a short-term measure to turn things around. But for everyone to go on a very low carb diet, if you're healthy and active, I think I'm an example of that, going on a very low carb diet is not really natural. And this fossil evidence goes one step further, because there's another story here. This is from the University of Kansas. Dentists, listen up. Talk about practicing dentistry without a license. Analysis of Neanderthal teeth grooves uncovers evidence of prehistoric dentistry. Okay, they looked at toothpick grooves on teeth and signs of other manipulations by a Neanderthal of 130,000 years ago, and it shows evidence of a kind of prehistoric dentistry. Yeah, these folks suffered from toothaches and tooth pain. They had cavities. They had dental abscesses. And part of the problem is that with the tough foods that they were eating, there was lots of grinding, and in fact, they may have made things worse by using stone implements to grind their grains, and thus stony mineral granules found their way into their foods, and that further caused dental occlusion and wear, damaging their two surfaces and setting the stage for cavities and dental disease. And in this case, they analyzed teeth that they found from a fossil dating back 130,000 years to document toothpick groove formation and scratches that may have been the result of an ancient dentist applying some kind of implement to the tooth of a dental pain sufferer trying to relieve their dental pain. So, you know, we got to be careful in examining the fossil record to substantiate whatever viewpoint we want to come to. Were prehistoric men and women vegetarians? Were they meat eaters? Were they on a ketogenic diet? Got to look at the facts before we appropriate them to support our modern viewpoints. All right, 877-726-TALK is our number. We'll take your phone calls in just a moment here on Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality, deep, cold water fish using traditional, sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Myfavoriteoliveoil.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number 877-726-TALK. And there's another way to get through to us. You can leave a question. You can record a question if you go to drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac. And on the right side of our homepage, there's a rectangle that you can click on. And when you do so, it'll prompt you to leave a question, as our next caller is about to do. He's Jerry. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
My name is Jerry Singleton. I am taking a statin to lower my cholesterol levels, and it's the brand name is atorvastatin. I take a 20 milligram tablet each day, and I was wondering if there is an alternative, more natural organic compound that I could take instead of the atorvastatin.
Okay, that was a good question from Jerry. And look, I have to say that I'm not inalterably opposed to the use of statins, but I think that they're vastly overutilized because in many cases, merely because your cholesterol is high, you're reflexly put on a statin. The one in question here is atorvastatin, otherwise known as Lipitor. And so I would have to look at your individual case, Jerry, to see if I would recommend that you go off the statin and undertake something natural. The majority of cases when people come to see me with this type of problem, I do recommend a trial of getting off the statin. The first thing I do is I do an EBT heart scan, or, you know, it's sometimes unnecessary if someone has had a heart attack or stent, then, you know, probably the evidence is in favor of using a statin for prevention. I think studies actually pretty clearly demonstrate that statins prevent second heart attacks or prevent people from, you know, getting their stents clogged up or their bypasses restenosed. There, I think maybe there is an argument for using a statin. But for the majority of people, they can lower their cholesterol and reduce their risk of cardiovascular disease with a combination of supplements. And the supplements include chiolic aged garlic extract. I recommend 2 twice daily of the cardiovascular formula. I'm most excited these days about bergamot, B-E-R-G-A-M-O-T, which is actually a flavoring that lends the distinct aroma to Earl Grey tea. And it has the property, it's actually a citrus fruit extract from part of southern Italy. And it has the property of both lowering cholesterol and reducing inflammation. So it really is ideal as a substitute, or in some cases as an adjunct to statin drugs. It acts as a helper, and it synergizes with statin drugs beautifully, as does olive leaf extract. That's another thing that I might prescribe. Resveratrol could be healthy. Fish oil is beneficial. Vitamin K as MK7 is helpful for reducing cardiovascular risk. And there's some studies suggesting that curcumin may be beneficial as well. Vitamin D may actually help reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. So there's a variety of things that we would prescribe if you were suitable for substitution. Not everyone can go off their statin. All right, let me share this item with you. If you suffer from frequent fatigue, here's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it's age, illness, or just being run down. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT Factor repairs damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. It even reverses symptoms of aging. NT Factor is available in Pro Packs, but a while ago I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and still harness the power of NT Factor. Pro Packs, of course, is a one-stop shop for your supplement needs with a multivitamin and fish oil and so on, but NT Factor is the active ingredient, and it's the key ingredient in healthy aging. The perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. So with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. To order Pro Packs or Healthy Aging, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you and taking your phone calls, 877-726-TALK. We got a caller from Arcata, California. Barbara, how you doing?
Hi, okay. We had been taking your brand EGCG Ultra, but that's no longer available. And one reason we were taking it was because we knew it had no significant vitamin K in it, because my husband's on Coumadin.
Yes.
So we would like your recommendation.
So I have a question for you. The proof is in the pudding. He's been taking this EGCG. EGC is a derivative of green tea, which green tea has vitamin K in it.
Yes.
And we've been assured that the vitamin K content in the EGCG Ultra is minimized. He's been getting repeat protimes, and he's not seen an alteration in his protime. It's not spoiled his response to the Coumadin. Is that correct?
That's true.
Excellent. So that really is the proof of the pudding, is that...
Well, the problem is that it's no longer available.
Here's the thing. Okay, so let me explain what's going on here. We've gone from a physical dispensary where we literally had a large room in our practice in Manhattan dedicated to stocking all these supplements, and we had dedicated worker bees, you know, taking stuff off the shelves and putting them in boxes and sending them to patients. And then we've run out, we've gotten on the phone with a supplement company, send another dozen boxes, send a case of this, send, you know, whatever. All this hustle and bustle, it's been going out of our physical dispensary. We've switched to an online fulfillment service, which means that you go online, you go to drhoffman.com, and you click on shop, and there's a drop-down menu there, and it'll prompt you to sign up for FullScript, which is the dispensary in the sky. It's in the cloud. It's the virtual dispensary where we have not just a couple hundred products, we have 10,000 or more products available. It's a great advantage in terms of our ability to stock more inventory. It's a lot less hassle for us because the worker bees are, you know, somewhere in Utah or in Virginia or wherever they have their warehouses to ship products. And they send products to patients all over the country. The transition is that some of our custom products are not available on FullScript. Very few products, but you picked on one, which is our EGCG Ultra. The EGCG Ultra, and we'll put the information up on our website, there are certain transitions. EGC Ultra now goes by the name of Green Tea 70. It's exactly the same product. It's identical, made by the same manufacturer. It just has a different name. And you can go to drhoffman.com, click on, you know, shop, go to FullScript, and search for Green Tea 70. Should be easy to find because they have a great search feature. You can also search by condition. You can search, you know, say you want to find out about all the vitamin E's that are available. Okay, you put in vitamin E, and then it'll show you, you know, 50 products. But look under Green Tea 70 by Da Vinci Labs. That's the very self-same product. Now, are we alone here? Can I just talk privately to you? Okay, guys, I got something to share with you.
Sure.
Which is, it's a secret, but actually, you can still get EGCG Ultra. Okay. But it's an exclusive offer for you and maybe, you know, a couple of people who are listening. We still have some in inventory. And you can call the Hoffman Center, you know, just call up. I'm not going to give out the number here on the air, but you could go to our website. You can see our number. You can call the Hoffman Center and we can arrange to ship you whatever we have left. And I think we have a fairly still extensive supply of EGCG Ultra. It's 70% green tea. It's free of the vitamin K, which may interfere with medication, as in your husband's case. And it's worked great for my patients for, you know, 15 or 20 years. And it's still a great product for cancer prevention, for weight loss. Studies show that it has thermogenic properties. It seems to accelerate metabolism a little bit as an adjunct to diet and exercise. It also may have protective effects on the digestive tract. I use a lot of EGC Ultra in patients with ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. And, you know, maybe heart effects, maybe brain effects. It's a wonderful antioxidant. There are a variety of things besides cancer prevention that EGCG offers. So, all right, but you're going to keep it a secret, aren't you? Because, you know, I don't want the word to get out.
Sure.
All right, just between you and me. Okay, so we expect a call from you next week. And I think the office is closed now, or you can leave a message, but they may be able to arrange to send you the self-same product. But trust me, Green Tea 70 is the same as EGC Ultra. Okay, I appreciate you calling, and I think you've helped a lot of people by sharing that information. Okay, and let me share this information, because once again, high blood pressure is a bummer, because if, you know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you don't treat it, okay, you may not notice it because it's a silent killer, unless it's sky high when you get headaches and you get that pressure feeling in the back of your head. You can walk around with high blood pressure, but it will kill you. And before it kills you, it may cause you to have a heart attack or stroke, and it may increase your risk for dementia dramatically. So get it treated, but preferably get it treated naturally, because invariably when you take medication, you're going to have side effects. It's a, you know, goes without saying. And even if you're taking medication, maybe you'll still need to take medication, but you'd like to minimize the amount of medication you need to take. Instead of three different drugs, maybe you can go to one drug at half the dose through natural approaches. So there's exercise, there's diet, but some people are stuck. They can't get past high blood pressure, which is pretty well established. So what do you do? Well, here's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally, and it is really effective. I've seen it work at the medical practice, and I've seen the studies that show that, and this is based on 22 clinical studies now, regular use of the Zona Plus can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. Now, is this magic? No, it's based on scientific principles of resistance training. Resistance training with grip can cause nerve feedback that opens up your blood vessels and lowers your blood pressure. It's just a matter of routine use. Daily use for just 12 minutes a day can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141 or tryzona.com. And we've set up something to make it a little easier for you as listeners to Intelligent Medicine to try this. The company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Remember to use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. And, you know, it's really been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus at tryzona.com. All right, new evidence suggests that Parkinson's disease is a gut disorder. It starts in the gut. And that a healthy microbiome may hinder its progression. That's amazing, because how many conditions do we now link to the gastrointestinal tract? Depression and even anxiety and perhaps cardiovascular disease and certainly autoimmune disorders, all linked to the bacteria in your gastrointestinal tract. Well, Georgetown University Medical Center reports that acute and chronic infections in a person's upper GI tract appear to be linked to Parkinson's disease. And they start from this observation that Parkinson's disease patients may suffer from chronic constipation decades before brain symptoms become apparent. Chronic upper GI distress, GERD, gastritis, bloating is relatively common in people who develop Parkinson's. So they did the research, and here's what they found. There's something called alpha-synuclein. It's a protein implicated in Parkinson's disease. It gunks up the brain. And this stuff, alpha-synuclein, is released when an infection occurs in the upper GI tract, whether it's the esophagus, stomach, or duodenum. And it causes an immune response because the body's trying to fight something off, or thinks it is trying to fight something off. It's tricked into releasing alpha-synuclein to fight the perceived invader, but the alpha-synuclein ends up overwhelming the brain and causing neurodegenerative disease. So they say that frequent or chronic upper GI infections could overwhelm the body's capacity to clear alpha-synuclein. And they're working on ways of blocking this. This is the target for new drugs. But another way of dealing with this might be by changing diet, by using probiotics, by using herbs to curtail bacteria overgrowth. And it opens up a whole new way, a whole new pathway to understanding neurodegenerative disease. The new drug they're working on is a copycat version, check this out, of squalamine, which is a derivative of dogfish liver. Squalamine reduces the formation of toxic alpha-synuclein clumps and their toxicity in animal experiments. So there are natural shark liver extracts which contain substantial amounts of squalene and squalamine, which are potentially a natural therapy to prevent or slow the progression of Parkinson's disease. Fascinating research. And it just underscores the importance of diet, avoidance of excess antibiotics, which mess up the GI tract and may set the stage for autoimmune brain disease, which now Parkinson's is beginning to become considered as. All right, let's take a break. When we return, more of your phone calls and more Intelligent Medicine information. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles, or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to tryzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. That's 888-408-6141. Or tryzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at tryzona.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And let's take a call now from Dan. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hi, my name's Dan. I've been a huge fan of the Hoffman Institute for a while. It would be interesting if you guys would discuss Qigong, as since I've picked up Qigong, it's been really the most revolutionary thing for my scoliosis, for my digestive issues, for anxiety and depression. And in doing it for the past 6 or 7 years, I feel like I've really removed what a lot of people have said is impossible and is going to be a lifelong condition. So I'd be curious what you guys think about it. Thanks for all the great content and take care.
Okay, that's a great question, Dan. I really appreciate it. And it's time we show some love for Qigong, which is spelled Q-I-G-O-N-G. Really un-Western kind of spelling, because there's usually a U after a Q. It's Q-I-G-O-N-G, pronounced Qigong. And it means literally life energy cultivation. And unlike Western exercise, you know, Western exercise is a little bit of like, you know, knock yourself out, you know, like sprint, pump iron, you know, go 26 miles, burn off energy, melt the pounds away. This is a different form of exercise. It's actually about generating energy within your body, like not expending it, but regenerating and building energy, going deep within yourself to awaken hidden sources of energy. And the movements are very slow and balletic. I mean, you sometimes see, you know, go down to Chinatown, you'll see in the public squares down there, groups of Chinese folks doing this. And sometimes these days, you know, joined by Caucasians and, you know, people of other races and nationalities, because they recognize the benefits. It's a part of the tradition in China. It's extremely beneficial for health. It's been used for a wide range of medical conditions and proven to have benefits in hypertension, reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. It's the real deal. And I'm pleased to hear that it can help postural issues like scoliosis. It's certainly a great exercise for people who are, you know, perhaps a little weak or tired, maybe people who suffer from chronic fatigue syndrome, or people who are recovering from an injury, or they're older, a little bit debilitated. Maybe they've had a heart attack and they want to ease into exercise. I encourage it. And it's something that's very accessible, because you don't have to be a superb athlete to begin doing the gentle movements that are associated with Qigong. So, yeah, absolutely. Let's offer, you know, give some love to this very valuable practice, which is very different from traditional Western exercise as it's construed. Okay, this item I think you'll find pleasing. I certainly do. Headline, cocoa and chocolate are not just treats, they are good for your cognition. Cocoa can be seen as a dietary supplement to protect human cognition. I always have a couple of squares of dark chocolate before this show, and I think it improves my performance. I hope you think so. A recent review published in Frontiers in Nutrition by Italian researchers examined the literature that looks at the effects of acute and chronic administration of cocoa flavanols on different cognitive domains. And what do they find? Indeed, cocoa enhances working memory. For women eating cocoa after a night of total sleep deprivation actually counteracted the cognitive impairment that such a night causes. So these are interesting studies. There's really a basis for believing that the beneficial flavanols, which are bioflavonoid substances in cocoa, can be healthy for the heart, for the brain. And I will summarize some of that research in an article that we'll publish in next week's Intelligent Medicine newsletter, which you can subscribe to just by going to drhoffman.com. Check it out, and you'll get every week some valuable articles in your email box. Okay, this item, the mere presence of your smartphone reduces brain power. So I guess eat chocolate, but get rid of your smartphone. Your cognitive capacity is significantly reduced when your smartphone is within reach. And that's even when it's off. Okay, what's up with that? Is it electronic fields interfering with your brain function? No, it's simply reliance on an external source of memory that seems to interfere with your brain's processing, or perhaps it's distraction. It's thinking about your smartphone, that it's there, that you may be getting calls or texts that may cause a form of ADD, thus reducing your processing ability. All right, thanks very much for joining us this week. Have yourselves a great holiday week, and make sure that you check us out on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our newsletter, and download our podcast from drhoffman.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.